Today's Country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull. Rob Getz in the bullpen. It is time now for our community conversation, the first of many coming up this morning, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, online at fcmc.us.com. Joining me in the studio here this morning is Iowa State Patrol Officer Tom Williams joining me. Tom, thanks for joining me.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. It's been a little while here, but of course with now summer winding down and getting into the fall season, notice that you guys have been working diligently on keeping up to speed with the traffic fatality counts, which has been quite a bit on the rise here. What results did you find here thus far?
So far this year, as of yesterday, we are at 261 fatalities for the year. And compared to that to this time last year, we were at 228. So we were up quite a bit.
Wow. What were some of the more interesting details that you found surrounding these counts you made?
Almost 48% of these fatal accidents, there was somebody not wearing a seatbelt. Speeds, the increased speeds of 100 miles an hour plus are continuing to be a problem. In fact, last month, August, we had 109 citations issued for speeds 100 or more. In June, there was 119 citations issued statewide for speeds 100 miles an hour or more.
Wow.
Speeds seem to be increasing. Even I don't patrol a lot, but when I do, I typically will go out to 63 and work. I've just being out there or some of the side secondary roads, I'm seeing increase in speeds. A lot of 80s, 90. Other troopers are seeing the same thing out there.
Now, is this from the younger demographic, the older, or is it kind of all of
it's
the above?
It's a mix. It doesn't seem to matter. It's a mix.
Wow. So probably the most obvious things to do is probably slow down.
Slow down. Yeah. Slow down. Pay attention. Wear your seatbelt. All these fatal accidents are preventable, right? Mm-hmm. It's choices that we make. We choose to speed. We choose to not wear our seatbelt. We choose to drive distracted. You know, it's all preventable.
Yep. So the choice really is yours.
Yep.
If you want to prevent that. Officer Tom Williams joining us here from Iowa State Patrol here on 95.1 The Bull. Getting into, of course, now we're in the back to school season, and there's a lot of things to also keep in check. And there are some things that easily we can forget about. First thing right off the bat, is it illegal to pass a school bus?
So the school bus violations, school just started 2 weeks ago. I've already had 5 violations that I've investigated. That's just what I've had. Yes, it is illegal to pass a school bus. Now, having said that, when the flashing yellow lights are on and you're approaching from the front, you may pass that school bus provided you are driving under 20 miles per hour. Once the red lights and stop arm come out, you have to stop no closer than 15 feet from the school bus. Now, approaching from the rear, it doesn't matter if the yellow lights are flashing or the red lights are flashing, you can't pass the school bus.
Okay, so with that in mind there, yellow flashing lights activated, red lights, stop arm on the school bus, you can't move, basically, when that happens.
Again, if you're coming from the front, if you're approaching from the front, if the yellow lights are flashing, as long as you're under 20 miles per hour, you can go past the school bus, but not from the rear, no.
Okay, so that's something definitely we want to keep in mind here. With that in mind, you had a survey done in May regarding school bus violations. What results did you guys find?
So in May, there was a survey done. They had a total of 197 drivers that passed school bus with its lights on. Let's see, there were 95 were in the morning, 93 were in the afternoon. Most of them were front approaching, so vehicles approaching from the front, 69% of those were from the front, 31 from the rear, and 98% of the time they came up on the left side, only 1.5% were on the right, so on the same side as the door that the kids would be getting on or off the bus.
So would it be wise to say that probably just kind of re-educate yourself a little bit, like we've discussed here just a little bit ago, just keep these things in mind when you're approaching school buses or coming to a school bus.
Correct. And, you know, during the during the morning hours and the afternoon hours, just be, you know, vigilant that there's school buses out and about, and just be prepared to stop for them.
Officer Tom Williams joining us here this morning on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull, talking about with drivers avoiding committing school bus violations. Well, besides that, is there any other things to kind of keep in check when school buses are approaching or you're coming from behind them? Anything else we can keep in check there?
There's a lot of distractions that people are dealing with when they're driving. Whether it's, and it's not just the cell phone, but the cell phone is a big one. But it's other drivers on the road. It's what's going on out in the fields. You know, harvest time's going to be coming up real quick. It's already kind of starting. There's just a lot of distractions, but people need to focus on driving and be scanning ahead, paying attention to what's in front of them.
Mm-hmm. Right? And when if it does inevitably happen, that's talking about, you know, the bottom line, the bottom dollar. What is the fine for school bus violations?
So there's no scheduled fine. So when I issue the ticket, there's no fine on that ticket. A court appearance is required. So then the judge will set the fine. And that fine can range from anywhere from like $250 up to $600 or better for a first offense. That's really up to the judge. And so he sets the fine. You can lose your license for first offense conviction. You won't necessarily. That's up to the DOT. Now, it used to be that you would automatically lose your driver's license. That's not the case anymore. But you may still. Like I said, it's up to the DOT. So.
Yeah, and that may be no different than possibly, you know, speeding through a construction zone.
Correct.
I mean, even those fines are almost on the same level, especially on the upper end of that.
Yeah.
So now with that school bus violation, you say that it's a possibility they can lose it depending on the judge, you know, how harsh that is decided, or the DOT?
The DOT would decide that, yeah. And there is classes like a safe driving class or whatever that you can take. But that's, again, up to the DOT. And that would be something that people would have to discuss with them.
So an abundance of information that we definitely have to keep in check here with back to school. And as you said, and the harvest season up ahead here kind of goes in the same hand in hand there.
Correct.
Yeah. So more information, Tom, on everything we discussed here regarding school bus violations or even for harvest season or just general questions about what to look out for, what not to do. How can we learn more about this?
If anybody has any questions, they can call our district office in Mason City and get a hold of me. We post a lot of stuff on Twitter, and the Iowa State Patrol Facebook page has a lot of information. They're posting a lot of stuff, on Facebook. So just go to the Facebook page or Twitter, or again, if you need a question answered, you can call the post and get a hold of me, and I can.
All right. And you're stationed over in Mason City? Mason City office. Okay. We'll definitely keep on top with things with you on that. And, of course, everybody out there, you know, be safe, slow down, make the proper choices there, and all will be well. So, Tom, thanks a lot for joining me here today. Appreciate it.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Officer Tom Williams with Iowa State Patrol on our community conversation this morning. And this community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, online at fcmc.us.com.